There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
We have one hell of a mess here in the United States. It's about as simple as that. There's really no point in sugarcoating it.
Welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. That's Bobby Jindal. He has said he is going to enter the race, well, to his close personal friends. And he did that committee thing that you do when you know you're going to run. It's a matter of a couple of weeks. He'll probably announce in New Orleans that he's in. So we're into the double digits for sure when it comes to Republican candidates. Bobby Jindal had this to say about Hillary Clinton and her quest to become president.
Let's put it to the American people. If they really think the Obama policies have worked for us, then let's give Hillary Clinton a third term for his policies. But the American people know better than that. $18 trillion of debt. More people on food stamps.
All right, so it is true. When you look at the numbers, he's right. Factually speaking, there's no doubt more people are on food stamps. It's funny because you look at some economic factors and you think, wow, people are, it's better. Look, unemployment numbers are a lot better. But I still point to the fact that people are getting crushed when it comes to health care. It just is what it is. And when I say it just is what it is, we're talking about premiums that have gone up, and we're talking about the fact that deductibles also kill people. But that's old news. We already know that's happening, and we know it's soaring. In fact, get ready for the avalanche of bad news when people realize in the fall that they're going to pay that much more because these healthcare exchanges, they're not surviving. And why is that? Because you don't have enough young people on the healthcare rolls in these exchanges to balance out the people who are sicker. That's how they work. If you have enough people, maybe it could be a beautiful thing. So you have super healthy people. We get that. And you have older people who are sick and require more medical care, but it hasn't worked out. So those numbers are going to shoot up dramatically. They're going to surge. I've talked to, you know that. We've had many, many healthcare people on the show, and not even politically motivated. Take away the veil, strip it all, and let's just talk about the numbers. And they're not good. They're not good. There's no question about it. To me, that's a huge economic factor. And the fact that so many people are working a couple of jobs. It's not just one job, not everybody, but enough of the percentage of the middle class are stuck in that plight that certainly I think some of the other numbers that we hear are exaggerated, and they don't include numbers that I would consider to be survivable amounts of money that people are bringing in. Speaking of bringing it in, are you pro-union or anti-union? Do you think unions in modern times have destroyed the nation, or do you think unions are getting sucker punched? I think it depends on where you live. Do you live in a right-to-work state, or what do you personally, how do you personally feel about that? Some unions are fighting just to breathe. They're fighting for air. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who, by the way, her name has been mentioned as somebody strong on the bench to possibly jump in. She's not declaring. I don't think she's interested. But as somebody that could be looked at as a vice presidential candidate, somebody in the future who could be looked at as a possible presidential contender for the Republicans. Well, Volvo is coming to South Carolina, right? And they chose that state. It's a right-to-work state. And it's got this plant, an assembly plant, that will put them on a very wild course with the United Auto Workers. The governor is saying the union will be the latest labor organization to find itself not welcome in her state. They announced plans to do this thing in North America. The plant is going to have like 2,000 workers, and they're going to churn out, they hope, more than 100,000 cars a year. She is not a fan of the unions. The union is not, is unwelcome. But the president of the United Auto Workers, Dennis Williams, says that they're going to take their message to the workers at the plant. It's supposed to open in Charleston in 2018. 2018. Who do you think wins that battle? And it's, trust me, it's going to be a battle. Because you understand this. The right to work laws mean workers at unionized plants do not have to join the labor organization. They don't have to do it. And because of the things that she said, companies like Continental Tire, Boeing, have taken on the unions, I mean, head to head, like the International Association of Machinists, the aerospace workers found themselves in this plight too, where they were going back and forth. The union suspended its efforts even to organize the Boeing plant after a terrible start to try to do it. In her state of the, her annual, I guess I'm going to call it mini State of the Union, address in South Carolina, they've got a reputation for being a state that doesn't want unions. And she says, we don't need unions. We don't need them because we're successful. We attract corporations. We put our people to work. And our right to work laws strengthen our relationship that our employers have with their employees. So do you think that's true? Do you think it's better not to be in a union, or is it better to be in a union? You know, the argument is, if somebody's in the union, they feel as though they're safe and can't be fired, they're going to be slackers, they're not going to do what they're supposed to do, then the whole wages thing gets cockamamie and out of control. There was a time, for sure, when unions were necessary, when people were being ripped off right and left. But has the pendulum swung so far to the other side that it's not good? Does it just depend on the industry? The industry, the state, what are we talking about? I think you have to look at some of those companies individually. So it's going to open in 2018. It's going to be pretty close to Charleston, about, 30 miles or so from the port of Charleston. So in the end, we know what happens. It's up to the employees to decide if the union tries to form, if they try to form a union, they have to have the employees. But what Volvo is saying, and the CEO is saying that, hey, let it be to the, he's even saying that, let it be up to the employees. He's saying that we're known for taking good care of our people. We have great relationships with unions in Sweden and in Belgium. And we live in, I love what he said, we live in a free world and we leave it up to the employees. He just cut off all the controversy. Hey, we leave it up to the employees. So he's not in the middle of it. But he will be if the unions get involved, right? Because these are American unions. I don't know. Thumbs up, thumbs down. What do you say about the unions? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Or you can always flip me an email at americatonight.net. Coming up, we're going to talk a little sports shorts, with our pal Brandon Lang. In our third segment of this hour of America Tonight.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
I like to see you right across the phone.
We love having him on the show. He is hilarious. Brandon Lang. You got to check out his site, BrandonLang.com. So much more than just that, though. So much more than a name, in fact. And he's had some interesting plays recently. And, of course, the big thing now is the NBA Finals. Brandon Lang, how you be?
Hey, doggy dog, back in the Midwest. What's happening, kid?
It's all good. I mean, finally we're going to have a hoop. It's like a long layover. These guys are probably gamed out by now and ready to play.
Well, there's two ways to look at it. One, if you're Cleveland, you love the layoff. LeBron's banged up. Kyrie Irving's banged up. And if you're Golden State, you know, Curry just wants to start launching up threes, and his boy Klay Thompson took a little dinger to the head. So the layoff worked well for both teams. I think Cleveland overall is going to benefit from it a little bit more, but I think we're in for a great series.
Overall, don't the books have Golden State as the favorite?
2-1.
Wow.
2-1. So they've been the best team all year long. Vegas thinks the public is on Golden State, rightly so. At the end of the day, you look at LeBron. When he went to Miami that first year, they got to the NBA Finals where they lost to Dirk in Dallas. And then went back the very next year and they beat a banged-up OKC team that was without Russell Westbrook. Then his third year, they went, faced San Antonio. We all remember they can't grab the rebound. They kick out to Ray Allen for three in Game 6. The next thing you know, they steal one. And then Miami goes on to win in Game 7. And then the next year, which was last year, San Antonio took care of business. So if you really break down his run with the Heat, he was lucky to get one because Westbrook was out. Kevin Durant didn't have enough to take on the big three. Other than that, they've been pretty fortunate. So this being his first year where he didn't get it done, I think in places you only talk about at parties. I think LeBron's pretty happy to have gotten this team here. But overall, for me, I just don't think they got enough in the tank without Kevin Love to get this Golden State team.
Yeah, I agree with that. Without Kevin Love, without that factor, very, very big. So you look at this first one, and Golden State's only lost, what, you were talking about how great they were, only three home games. What do you think happens here with the spread on the first game?
Well, it's funny. It's at six right now. And, you know, when you break down how these teams match up and what Golden State's going to try to do, I came across a really, really great trend as far as game was concerned. That in game one, the home team has won 14 of 16, and I believe 13 of them have been by double digits. So I came across that today. I was like, wow, that's pretty good. In fact, I just looked it up again. So I was like, okay. Last 17 openers in the NBA Finals, home team's gone 14 and 3 straight up. 12 of those 14 wins have been decided by 8 points or more. So it's a pretty tough spot to be. Hence the reason why, if you look at the line, to point out something here for your listeners, the sharp money, what I mean by sharp money, your wise guys, your big-time ballers in Vegas, they're betting Golden State, but yet the public is on Cleveland. 51% of the betting public is on Cleveland. 82% of your money is on Cleveland, yet the line went from 5.5 to 6. So that tells you some big money moved the line. The public is jumping on the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah, and then whatever happens out of the gate, this is interesting to explain to people. When we see the lines, because you just talked about it, what the public think and what the wise guys think, basically, and then the sports books, even what happens there. When we see if it's like a blowout, I mean, you talk about the statistics, double digits. If it's a blowout for Golden State, does that swing the line even in a much different direction for the second game?
Well, it depends. It depends on what Vegas thinks the public is going to do. That's all Vegas is trying to do. They're trying to trap the public.
Yeah.
And get as much public money on the wrong side. That's what, and they did that better than anybody in the Houston Clippers. I'm sorry, in the Clippers-Houston series. Because in games one and two in Houston, the Rockets were 7.5-point favorites. They go to L.A. and get blown out in games three and four, and Vegas made the Clippers a 2.5-point road favorite after they were 7.5-point road dogs in games one and two.
Wow.
Well, we all know what happened. Houston wins game five outright, go to L.A., come miracle comeback game six, and Vegas did it again in game seven, making the Rockets a 2.5-point home dog again. They won a game outright, so The public got destroyed in the Clipper-Houston series, and I think they're getting trapped here in game one with Cleveland-Golden State. I don't know what I'm doing with the game yet. I'm still glad I got two more days before I got to pull the trigger. NBA Finals were really good to me last year, and I want to get off to a good start this year. So I've been pretty good with totals in the NBA playoffs as well. So to look at this total, I may release the total. Might go first quarter play, second quarter play. I don't know. I may want to get my bet over early on Thursday night and watch Devious Maids with the wife. So we'll see what I end up doing on Thursday.
Devious Maids? I haven't even heard of that. Is that a good show?
Oh, it's a great show. It is a great show. You got to watch it. Also, on HBO, there's a new series on called Girls, and it's hysterical.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Another really good series there. So if you want to get, if you want to watch two good shows with your girlfriend or significant other, if you're a man out there, put yourself through Devious Maids or Girls, and you'll be a hero to your gal pal.
I love that. How about hockey? Does anybody lay anything down on hockey? Because, hey, we got the Stanley Cup going on.
Yeah, on my website, of course, I got brandline.com. I got the 10 handicappers. If you've not taken advantage of the free all-day access pass, it's $1,000 value, absolutely free. Wait till Thursday and see all my handicappers having game one. But one of my handicappers, Trace Adams, has had a pretty good run in the NHL playoffs, and he releases NHL pretty much every night. So, well, I'm sure one of my guys will have a shocker for you in the Preakness and the Belmont, although I don't think it matters. I think American Pharoah wins the Triple Crown. First time in close to 40 years, but always something new at the website. Pretty proud of that.
Yeah, and horse racing is kind of a tricky thing too, isn't it, Austin?
Well, you have had to have, you know, before the first one, the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
You would have had to go future on maybe a couple horses that you thought had a chance to win the Triple Crown. Once that first horse wins it, it's awful hard to get value, let alone value in the third. I think he's a small favorite, so there's really no value. It's like betting Roger Clemens against the Cleveland Indians. There's no value in it. The risk-reward is just not there. So you missed the boat before the Kentucky Derby. Now as a fan, you can only root for American Pharoah. And what he did at the Preakness in the mud, the kick he had in the mud, I know everybody says it's so hard to win the Belmont, the mile and a half, but what I saw in the mud, the kick that horse had, a pretty horse too, I just think it's time.
Yeah, I agree with you. I come from a horse racing family, and I think that's exactly what's gonna happen there. Do you think horse racing is dying other than the big races?
No, to the horse better, it's always going to be knee deep. It's never been universally wagered on, except for your diehards who have passed it on to their sons to go to the track the day of the track. I go to the track. And I got to go with somebody who knows what they're doing, because you try to apply the philosophies of sports handicapping into horses, not to say stuff's fixed, but you hold a horse back, you get better value somewhere down the road, a trainer. And one thing I tell people, and I'll tell this till the day God takes me to heaven, if you've never seen the movie Let It Ride with Richard Dreyfuss, it is a must-see for everybody who's pulled a dollar out of their pocket and bet on a sporting game or a horse. That movie will have you howling and crying. It is a hidden gem that over the years gets lost through the gets lost in the shuffle. But Let It Ride with Richard Dreyfuss, and when you watch it, you go, you know what? B-Lang was right. This movie is great.
Do you have like I agree with you. I've seen that too, by the way. Well, do you have like a countdown clock over your desk somewhere that tells you when the NFL is getting ready?
Believe me, Kate, it's not NFL. It's that first week of college football at the end of August, and we are literally 2 months and 2.5 weeks away from that first, first of all, we're only, and as crazy as this sounds, it's going to blow you away, we're less than 2 months away from the Hall of Fame game.
Wow.
So that gives you an idea of how close NFL preseason is. And then from there, once you get the Hall of Fame game, you're only 1 month away from the kickoff of college football. So it's, believe me, the summer's going to fly by. NBA playoffs, hopefully, go 7 games, get us into June 20th, and then you blink, and you're 6 weeks away from the Hall of Fame game and 8 weeks away from college football. So.
Yeah, I love it. Brandon Lang, go to BrandonLang.com. Thanks so much, Brandon.
Thanks, Kate.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Listening outside of our borders, a big shout out to Brandon and the boys. Yes, another Brandon. Brandon and the boys listening to us in England. I just got a note from them the other day saying that they were doing that app thing and they were listening to America Tonight. You have to call the show sometime at 855-266-5283. Let's go out to Grim. Hey, Grim.
Be very, very quiet. They may be listening.
They probably are listening.
Well, they passed it.
Yeah, how about that?
Well, now, you know, if you watch C-SPAN and then you Googled each senator, you could find out which one's getting their stock tips.
There you go. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And that's how desperate they were, especially with that big merger coming on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it is something, isn't it, Kate?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything else going on, you would think we'd be more worried about our troops, and you know, it's kind of crazy. I've been listening all day to the transsexual problem, and then the NSA problem, and it's just, I don't know where the priorities are anymore in this country. I really, really don't.
Yeah, and we have this, and we have such an immigration problem on our hands. We got all these immigrant kids who are basically straddling the fence because they're in limbo. And guess what happens when they're in limbo? There's all kinds of problems happening there because you had the president's executive action, then you had the ruling in the court by the judge, rather, in Texas. And that just is the same old when it comes to the border. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah, and they just keep on coming across.
Yes, yes.
And then we got the problem with the Crimea and Russia, and, you know, that's been making the lighter side of some of the news, if you pay attention to that.
Right.
Oh, it's but, you know, we much rather put all our attention on Jennings, and I tell you, it's just kind of, I don't know. I don't know where we're at.
Yeah, you mean our attention on Bruce Jenner and the fact that he's on the cover. He looks like a sexy, hot woman on the cover of Vanity Fair. It's like crazy. Well, I mean, crazy in the sense that you think of Bruce Jenner in the Olympics and how masculine. And then you look at these photographs, and you're right. That's the focus. So much of the focus is on that. Who cares? I mean, I mentioned it and said, wow, it was shocking. But it wasn't a focus, but it has been. Caitlyn Jenner is now her name.
See, I have the privilege of listening before your show comes on to Mark Levin.
Uh-huh.
So if you would have heard him tonight, you wouldn't understand where I'm coming from, because it's true. I mean, we got, one thing that really stuck in my mind was, can any of us out there name any soldier that is caught over in Afghanistan that might have got wounded or killed today?
Yeah, and the answer is no.
No. You know, I mean, because we're more worried about the trivious things.
Right.
Honestly, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to degrade Bruce at all, but at the same token, you know, this country used to shun that.
Right.
And now we're putting a pedestal.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I guess that's what it is. Levin makes a good point. He makes a great point. We still have troops in the Middle East. Troops that are in peril.
Yeah,
they're in peril every day. And so, you know, in the beginning of the war, you would see on a lot of the nightly news is they would have a list. And here's, you know, sadly, here's what happened. And they'd have soldiers' names. And now, of course, he's right. People don't pay attention. They can't even tell you how many troops do we have there. Have we, we're winding down, but we're not really winding down. A lot of people don't know. And it's because of the focus is on the Kardashian family and Kim Kardashian's butt, and is she pregnant, and what's the name of the kid, and then the father turned woman. I mean, celebrity news sells. It's crazy.
It sells more widgets, that's for sure.
It sells. People in the business make big bucks.
Yeah.
You know, people make big bucks doing that, digging through trash cans or TMZing it or any of that kind of stuff. I mean, it's exploded. Not that there wasn't always that interest, but it was a different kind of interest or a passing interest or whatever. But now it's off the charts, and he makes an excellent point. People know more about that than they do about what's happening in the country, which is why Washington has very few watchdogs. People who represent us can get away with lots of things. They're not really in check.
Well, you mentioned the food stamp crisis. How many kids we got out there that, you know, are going hungry, you know? I mean,
yes.
where's the priority? So, but there's still a lot of good, but it needs more publicity than, you know, Bruce Jenner does. That's
right.
My point. That's, you know, what we're trying to really get at. But like you say, it doesn't sell more widgets. You would think good would sell more widgets than just, you know, the Sublime, I'd call it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, I agree with you. It's crazy. It's crazy. You know, I mean, hey, if it was like a little titillation or it's like, oh, you know, like I said, a passing interest, who am I to tell somebody what to pay attention to? But when it's so your focus,
yeah,
and, you know, your money, the taxes you are paying, whether you're 21 or whether you're 65 or whatever, I mean, that's the dealio. Where's your money going to? What are priorities, you have to pay, to me, I would think you pay a little bit of attention to that anyway, because it's your future.
Well, how about your Social Security number?
Yes.
And I'm not...
nothing.
I'm not trying, because I don't know whether he's one of your sponsors, but with, you know, the ones that secure you from identity theft.
Yeah.
Well, in the military, you know, they used to tell soldiers, well, we didn't issue you no wife. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, same token, I didn't ask to be issued no Social Security number to be, you know. And then they say, the government says, well, don't issue it to anybody. Well, if you don't issue it to somebody, you can't get a job, you can't get credit, you can't get, right?
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, you have to.
So this private company's incentive should be to where the government would, you know, lobby them to where they'd make it more secure, but it's not in his best interest to do that.
Right.
It's in his best interest to keep his business alive by allowing identity theft to continue.
Right, right. And it's funny you say that, Grim, because I was talking to someone the other day about that very same thing. Is if you look at what, and thanks for the call, if you look at what the businesses that have been spawned as a result of the internet, it's just absolutely crazy. Hey, we got our pal Ray in Missouri waiting. Hey, Ray, how are you?
I'm good. Haven't spoke for a while.
I know. What's on your mind?
Oh, I've been busy at work and busy with everything and everything that's in the news, and I just decided to take a break from it all.
I like that. It's good to do that, to be in a bubble and be away from all the chaos.
I've been in a complete and total bubble since last Monday. I was sitting around watching the Cardinals baseball game.
Yeah, those Cardinals are doing well.
They're doing well, and my wife said, hey, God been looking for a car, and she said, I just found a 66 Mustang for this certain amount of money, and I said, well, call her and ask where it was. It was 2 miles from the house. So
did you get it? Yeah.
Well, the one I was looking at before that was in Houston, and I'm in Hannibal.
Wow, yeah.
So I went over and looked at it, and it's been in my garage ever since, and I don't have to pay attention to the news for the past week. I don't know how long it'll last, but...
I love it. A 66, that is so cool.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. I'm enjoying it. I'm out here petting it now.
I bet it's fun taking it out. Does it? I'm thinking of a 66. Is it have a hard top or what?
It's a hard top, and it was the bottom of the line. It was the cheapest one you could buy. It's a straight six, 3-speed, no power steering, no power brakes, no air. But it's been really nicely kept, and I'm going to have a lot of fun bringing it back to what it was and ignoring the news.
Well, we're very happy that you took the time to weigh in and tell us about your sweet car, Ray. I'm jealous. I love it. Thanks for the call. I rode to Florida one time from Ohio, and I think it was a 66, too. It was kind of a no-frills, but it was in great condition. There was like four of us. It was so fun. We're hitting the mailbag next. You can weigh in, 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Boy, it was good to hear from Ray in Missouri. I know a lot of you are listening in Hannibal. That's a cool place. I got to say, I've been through there a couple of times, not recently. It's funny when he talks about the Mustang and you think of cars. If you could have one car and you could work with it like he says it's in the garage, what would that car be? And for me, it would be between a Mustang and a Corvette, an old Corvette probably. Or one of those, even one of those boxy old from the, I say old, from the 80s Porsches. Although if I were going to take them, if I were going to have my druthers, I think of all three, I'd probably go for the Mustang. Because I still remember that trip that I mentioned before we stepped away. Kate Delaney, we're taking that final turn, just like American Pharoah will be doing over the weekend at the Belmont. A horse that I think will finally crack the code of becoming the horse that wins the Triple Crown. I was talking to someone from a publication called Bloodhorse.com, a guy who really knew his stuff, and he had some pretty good insight as to why Pharaoh had a really a good chance. Yes, it's a longer distance. There are fresher horses. But this is a horse that just likes to run. Even though there are factors that can happen, like a horse gets stepped on out of the gate, that's happened to a couple of the horses, something else happens coming around one of the turns, but for pound of just pure running and looking at the exercise times, even this horse is a little bit different. So maybe winning the Triple Crown. All right, you win the prize, all of you that are listening to ATN, because you always overwhelm me with the amount of mail that you send. I really have never, even on a holiday, I've never stepped in here where I haven't, every single day I've had at least a handful of emails, starting with really the third day that we ever did America Tonight. So woohoo and bravo. On that note, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Sam I Am. Katie Kate, it's been a while. I have been listening. I just wanted you to know. I know sometimes other people say that their work hours have changed. Mine are kind of flip-flopping in a few different directions. So the Amtrak deal, you talked about riding that Amtrak many times. Ellen Ratner comes on your show now and then, and she mentioned that she had been on it and she had written notes and it was ridiculous, some of the things that were happening there and how unsafe it was. What's the latest on whose fault it was? What are they saying? Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Sam, I am. The NTSB released a preliminary findings report. They did that this week, and they have an update that the Congress wanted, right? Because during that House committee hearing, and they say they looked at the brakes, the systems there, the signals, the track, and so far there wasn't any kind of an anomaly at all. There was a House Transportation Committee hearing, and they're still trying to determine the cause of the May 12th crash that killed 8 people and sent, you know, 200 people to the hospital. They're lucky that number wasn't even higher. 8 was too many. The stories were very, very sad of the people that just happened to be in the wrong place on that train. They're saying that it's a human factor, that speed was a significant factor, and that it is a human factor. So the engineer, why accelerate to 106, hitting a 50-mile-an-hour zone at a curve? Why? The engineer is Brandon Bostain, and he had a head injury in the accident. He said he can't remember what happened. The train had a black box recorder and an outward-facing camera that was focused on the track ahead, but those things didn't reveal what was happening inside the car. So it didn't show him doing anything. It didn't show anything. So there you go. They're looking at phone records for the engineer. They want to see if he was texting. You know, that's always what people are thinking. Texting, making a call. What would have caused that? And the records, I guess, indicate that calls were made, text messages sent, and some data was used on the day of the accident, but was it during the time the train was being operated? Because he could be texting all over the place before he was on that train. So they have to look at the time stamps in the cell phone records and go through all the other sources to see that. And boy, oh boy, can you just imagine if that's what it is? It would not be shocking, would it? Wouldn't be shocking. All right, how about this one from Sake? And that name is Sake. That's kind of interesting. Hi, Kate, America Tonight listeners. Emails, Hillary Clinton. How could people elect Hillary Clinton with all of the obstacles that have been put in her way? They can't all be made-up fantasies. I mean, this thing of being the Secretary of State and having her emails on her own system and not using an address, how is that happening? I can't wait to see what they find when they comb over these zillions of emails. Yeah, it's a five-year, think about it, it's a five-year span, right? And so what a crazy thing that she's Secretary of State, and that's these are how the records were kept. During her last couple of days in office, The guy who's the director of Modern Records Program, that's what they call it, at NARA, is the nickname for that. It's the National Archives and Records Administrations. They essentially say that they privately, the agency's chief records guy, privately emailed five of his colleagues to confide the fear that Clinton would take her records with her when she left office. So they knew this. Like, what's going on? Of course, we have no emails. We have no emails. Now I'm worried. Is she going to take it with her? Because that's against the law. And he wrote this, that there were plans for her to take her records from the state to Little Rock. It is just kind of crazy, isn't it? I mean, oops, I made a mistake, or oops, I don't care what you think, or oops, I'm above the fray. I don't know. It is interesting, though. It is. And I think the Clintons are Teflon. I do. I think the Clintons are not going, you're not going to see her. It might be a little dip in the polls. We saw that. But it's not going to tank her. So for everyone who's thinking this is the end, it's not the end. This one from Paul listening in Florida. Hi, Kate. I love it when the people from Sarasota send you emails because they always shout out they can't wait till you come to Florida. You better come here because people are starting to build a little campaign, I think, to get you to come to the Sunshine State. I think you said you've had relatives there. I don't know if you saw this or not, since you do have affiliates in Florida. No big hurricanes in 10 years, not to jinx it, but thank goodness we've been able to catch our breath. Do you know what the insurance is like? It's crazy. I do know what the insurance is like because I do have relatives. I have an aunt, nephew, brother, sister-in-law that live there, and some other family members. And they're always telling me how much they have to pay for insurance because of the hurricanes. And, you know, the one family lives on an island. So if a hurricane hits, trust me, they've been buried in lots and lots of water. And that is true. It's funny because I say funny because I just was reading some national weather statistics the other day. And that was one thing that stood out to me, that we have had some terrible, terrible hurricanes that have hit Florida. I mean, you can practically name them all, right? Think of Andrew. Think of what that did to the people in Miami, in and around Miami, and some of the other big ones. They really have taken a whipping down there. But we haven't had anything of huge note that has slammed into the Sunshine State. Okay, let's go to this one from Bob, who says, and I think this is going to be our last one, who says, Kate, wondering if you have a prediction for the NBA Finals. I'm not a huge sports fan, but I do like the great game of hoop. I know you're a sports fan. What do you think? I think the Warriors will do it in seven. I do think we're going to have a game seven. A lot of people are saying six. Warriors, LeBron James did a great thing for the people of Cleveland in, once he came back, in getting his team into the position to get into the finals. But I don't think they win. We'll see. They still got to play it, right? Thanks for listening. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.